Building on the success of the last three festivals, Northwest EcoFest returns this weekend in Ulverston. And to tell us a little bit more is Cassie Smith. Good morning.
Good morning, Landjess. How are you?
Very well, thank you very much. Now, you're getting set for a big day in Ulverston on Saturday from 10 till 4 at the Noman Room at the Wharf at Ulverston. Tell us what EcoFest Northwest is all about.
Well, EcoFest is all about living more sustainably. So we're looking at our future generations and not so much about just living in the now. We want to have a positive future for the generations to come. And we do that by choosing natural and renewable resources when we purchase, and not so much about creating waste and depleting supplies that could be used for future generations. So that's really the essence of what we're about, and everybody that comes and presents has that ethos as well.
And I suppose we all play a part. I mean, we've had you on the show several times in the past to talk about sustainability and even utilising the waste that you accumulate in your own home, such as old packaging and things like that. You were in the paper earlier on in the week. What did the 25-kilo ball of cling wrap represent?
Yeah, so that's quite a visual, has a quite a visual impact, and hopefully we'll start quite a few conversations with that. But basically, everybody on this planet produces about, or it has a part in about 130 kilos of plastic packaging waste per year. So that's your shampoo bottles, your water bottles, your cling wrap. But that 25 kilos is the hidden plastic that we don't necessarily think about or see. So that can be things like the lounge suite that we purchase, the IT products that we purchase, imported goods, even right down to the fact that things are transported from the docks to central holding areas and then to the retailer. They're all palletized and wrapped in shrink wrap. So that 25 kilos is portioned to each person per year. So it's something that we just want to stick in people's minds so that they think a little bit more deeply about how they are purchasing and how they can change that to have less impact.
Do you reckon the big players are listening? I mean, you raised a good point there with the stuff that goes from ship to the warehouses. That's all wrapped in plastic and the styrofoam as well. You tend not to think about styrofoam, but that's horrendous stuff.
That's right, yes. We do want the big businesses to take note. And there are products out there, you know, there's things coming out of the sugarcane industry for cling wrap type products. So it's, you know, thinking about things that can be more compostable rather than just a recycled product. Mm. I mean, not all of that cling wrap would get recycled, only a small portion. If it's contaminated with other products or labels, then it's not able to be recycled. So, yeah, it's just one of those questions that we thought that we would target everybody with this year.
So you're going to have a handful of stall holders which will be demonstrating what you can do around your own home and within your own community to reduce that impact on the environment.
That's right. Well, we've got actually over 40 stall holders this year.
A couple of handfuls.
Yeah, a bit more than a handful. We've got Sea Shepherd there. They'll be talking about how the oceans are impacted. We've got...
They're actually a bit of a buzzword at the moment because there's a doco on Netflix called Seaspiracy where they come... I don't know if you've seen it yet, Cass, but it's quite an interesting watch.
It is an interesting watch, and it does pose questions beyond just plastic floating around in the ocean. It makes... they've delved into a lot more of the problem. So, yeah, it's definitely something worth watching. And, I've only recently seen it, so... Yeah, but we've got lots of exhibitors like that rethink waste with some waste management and recycling options. And then all our stall holders are either using renewable or reusable packaging, or they're doing some creative things with waste and showcasing practices on how you can live more sustainably through electric vehicles, energy systems, that sort of thing.
Wow, okay. If we want to get in, it's not as simple as just rock up on the day, this day and age, is it?
Well, we're still trying to make it fairly straightforward. You can rock up on the day, but there will be registration processes to meet the COVID requirements. So we do have QR codes where you can sign up on the day. We do ask for a gold coin donation so that we can cover some of our costs, but it's a great event to bring the whole family because we've got entertainment all day, great local food vendors, and a little area for the youngies to sit down and have a quiet time while Mum and Dad enjoy the music and
you,
whatnot.
You might even learn something as well.
That's right. We're actually bringing a beehive display so you can get up close with the bees and not be harmed by them and have a look at the inner workings of a beehive as well and make some beeswax wraps while you're there. So
you've got it all. Are you on Facebook?
We're on Facebook, EcoFest Tas, and same with our website, ecofesttas.com.au. And we'd love to see everybody there on Saturday.
Good on you. At Wharf Precinct in Ulverston this Saturday from 10 till 4, EcoFest Northwest returns. Cassie Smith, thanks for your time this morning.
Lovely, Lee. Thank you.